You see, you see, the reality of individuals is not absolute. No one person is the same individual to more than one other person.
That's very
true. I don't quite understand.
Well, Madame Lisa, allow me to elaborate.
Must you, Jonathan?
Now, Hersey, this is my party. You must all humour me. Now, what I'm saying, Madame Lisa, is that each individual has as many exterior realities as the number of encounters he makes.
Excuse me.
Yes, Dr. Hart.
That is a pet theory of my own, in fact, that the actual he is known to nobody.
Does the actual he even exist?
Yes,
I still don't see what you mean.
Nor do I, William. One knows perfectly well how people will react to certain events.
But it is my contention that that is exactly what we don't know.
We know that in a crisis one man will keep his head, whereas another will go to pieces.
Exactly. Take the war. There are some men in my company who
William, not the war.
Oh, I agree, Sandra. Let us not draw our examples from the war. Let us imagine some unforeseen, hitherto unexperienced circumstances.
For example?
For example, that my new footman suddenly developed homicidal mania and was possessed of a lethal weapon.
Oh. Or that this was a Borgia party, and the champagne at dinner was poisoned, and we all had 10 minutes to live.
Oh, Nicky, what an outrageous idea.
Will you be the first to go, Nicky, the amount you drank?
Will you? And Francis would run him a close second, wouldn't you, Francis? One might almost imagine you were trying to drown some secret sorrow.
You find that thought amusing, Compline?
Dr. Hart, there is little that Madame Lissa says that I don't find completely charming. It is always a great pleasure to me to be in her company.
Oh, why, Nicholas?
May I return to my thesis?
Oh, Jonathan.
How, in some disastrous circumstances, does each of you believe I would behave? Sandra?
I think you would talk.
What you say? And you, Madame Lisa?
Oh, forgive me, Mr. Royal. I do not know you all that well, but I think you would lose your temper.
Nick?
I think you might be rather flattened out.
William?
I don't know. You might go mad, I suppose.
I believe you'd enjoy yourself.
I agree, Lady Hersey. I think you would be enormously interested in the behavior of your guests.
You see, so many Jonathan Royals.
And then afterwards we played a word game, Charter.
Hmm? It's a sort of crossword game. Letters are drawn one by one from a pack of cards and points awarded for the longest words.
I marked Aubrey's card. He had extract. 7 points.
Luck. Anyway, I marked Williams. He hadn't completed a word at all. Just done a little drawing of a strutting rooster, which bore a strong resemblance to Nicholas. He was marking Hart's card.
They'd both been drinking heavily at dinner.
Mm. And suddenly he said, "You've given me 2 forms, and turned quite pale." "A stupid mistake," said Hart. "I must have torn them off the block at the same time." Then the moment passed.
Why should Nicholas turn pale?
The same thought occurred to me. So I went back down to the library after midnight to see if I could find the 2nd form.
Aubrey, you didn't.
Well, there's no shame in looking at a discarded paper from a round game, Cloris.
Did you find it?
Yes.
Was anything written on it?
Yes. 5 words. "You are warned. Keep off."
I see.
Hmm. I remember thinking, I'll bet Nicholas locks his bedroom door tonight.
And the following morning?
Was the morning of the bet.
It wasn't forgotten?
No, hardly. William brought up the topic at breakfast, and Nicholas seemed keen to go through with it. So we all agreed to meet at the pool, except for Madame Lissa, who was still in bed. It was freezing cold, with a layer of crisp snow on the lawns. Nicholas grabbed one of the 2 cloaks, Jonathan's or Hart's, from the cloakroom, and threw me the other. Then he dashed off to the pavilion to change. I decided not to wait for the others, but made my own way down to the pool. I don't much like people having to check their steps to my limp. I reached the poolside, and then... As I sank, I remember thinking, this is really bad. And water rushed into my nose and ears. My boots seemed to weigh a ton, and my arms were caught in the wretched cloak. My lungs were bursting, and my body was dying of cold. Then I thought, you'll die if you don't swim. So I kicked out and struggled to the surface.
Are you all right? Catch hold of this!
I found myself choking into the face of a monstrous bird.
That's right. Now kick out! This way!
The rail, Mandrake! There's a rail here! Get hold of it! Come on! You're all right now! Up you go!
Come on, old chap. How the devil did it happen?
But that is my cloak.
The edge is terribly slippery. I nearly fell in myself.
I didn't fall. I was pushed.
My dear fellow, we must get you into the house at once.
Yes, we should get him inside quickly. A hot bath. Can you walk, Mr. Mandrake?
Yes.
Your arm across my shoulders. Come on. Perhaps, Mr. Compline, you would be good enough to retrieve my cape.
Sorry, Hart. I can't swim, as you well know.
We'll fish it out somehow. Take Mr. Mandrake in, please, and get him into bed.
I tell you, I was pushed, Jonathan.
Lie still and take another sip of this, Aubrey, please.
Somebody came up behind me and thrust me forward.
But, my dear fellow...
They did. I can still feel the impact of their hands. I was deliberately thrown into that water.
Nicholas saw nobody when he came out of the pavilion.
No, exactly. By that time, whoever it was had hidden himself.
But we should have seen him.
Hart and William Compline were already there when you arrived.
Yes, and Miss Wynne.
Did they walk down to the pool together?
I think not. Hart came through the front door, past the pavilion, and William by the west door. I don't know about Miss Wynne.
The question is, which one of them arrived first?
Try and go to sleep.
I don't in the least want to go to sleep, Jonathan. And don't, implore you, look as though I was mentally unhinged.
Well, you have had a shock.
Jonathan, somebody tried to drown me in your loathsome pond, and I confess I should like to know who it was.
A thoughtless piece of foolery, perhaps.
Does anyone but a moron play that kind of prank on a cripple? But somebody must have seen him.
Come in. Ah, Nicholas.
Look here, I hope you don't mind my butting in.
No, not at all. I gather it was you who saved my life by throwing me that inflated India rubber duck.
I'm afraid it looked rather ridiculous, but it was all I could think of.
Oh, don't worry. Being a playwright, it's not the first time I've been given the bird. However, it's certainly the first time I have welcomed it with both arms.
Jonathan, you realize the significance of this business?
The significance?
It was done deliberately.
That's what I've been trying to tell him.
It was an attempt to drown me.
You? By whom?
Hart. You know how he feels towards me.
But...
All right. Well, let me tell you. As I went down to the pool, I glanced up at the front of the house, and I saw him watching me through the first floor window, the one above the front door.
But my dear Nick...
He was watching me. He saw me go down wearing that cape. He didn't see Mandrake go down wearing the other cape because he left by the west door. It was Hart shoved you overboard, Mandrake, and he thought he was doing me in. Hart!
You are better now, Mr. Mandrake.
Oh, excuse me, Aubrey.
Thank you, Nick.
It will be well for you to remain in bed today, perhaps. You've had a little shock. As we brought you back to the house, you declared repeatedly that you had been pushed into the pool deliberately.
I'm quite convinced of it.
Then it would perhaps be as well if I set your mind at rest on that matter. No attempt was made wittingly upon you, Mr. Mandrake. It was a case of mistaken identity.
Oh, good God.
The person who made this attack believed that he was making it upon me.
You,
my dear Hart, what put that strange notion into your head?
It is to me quite evident that Nicholas Compline mistook you for myself.
Forgive me, Dr. Hart, that's a little hard to swallow. I am lame, I wear a heavy boot, I use a stick. You can't mistake a man with a club foot.
In the snow?
Apart from which, Compline waved to me from the pavilion as I reached the poolside. There's no doubt he recognized me. And it was he who threw me your cape to wear, so it's impossible he should have thought you were inside it.
There is an explanation that seems to have occurred to nobody.
Uh-huh.
I have an identical cloak. Is it not at least possible that someone might have thought it amusing to watch me flounder in my own pool?
Who?
Well, it might be argued almost every member of my house party.
And what effect did this involuntary dip of yours have on the rest of the house party?
I can answer that. It cast a blight over everything. Not that it had been going of a swing before. Mrs. Compline took to her bed with a bad cold. Lady Hersey and Jonathan seemed to be having a row in the library. Dr. Hart and Madame Lisser were doing the same in the boudoir. And Nicholas was sulking in the smoking room.
But William?
He and I had a snorter of a row over his harping on about the bet with Nicholas. He said some pretty offensive things about Nicholas and me, so I broke off the engagement.
I see.
Poor William. He was very upset. His mother had accused him of pushing Aubrey into the pool, thinking it was Nicholas.
Mistaken identity yet again.
Tell me, Miss Wynne, who was at the poolside when Mandrake was pulled out?
It would be quicker to tell you who wasn't. Mrs. Compline, Lady Hirsty, and Madame Lissa.
You say there was snow on the lawn. I suppose neither of you particularly noticed the footprints.
Well, I noticed Aubrey's.
One could hardly miss them.
Don't be so defensive. Mr. Alleyne, there were several sets of footprints leading from the house, and all large. I know, because I stepped in them. It was snowing quite heavily by then, and I found it easier going.
You left no footmarks of your own?
I don't think so.
Strange.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm damned if I know how I came to notice them, but I did, as they brought me back up those unspeakable steps.
Noticed what?
A row of footprints running from the house as far as the top of the terrace and turning back again. Small ones. I rather assumed they were Cloris's, since none of the other ladies was present.
Well, they weren't.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Why the hell is she sliding about like this? How much further, James?
In the morning, 5 miles.
Good. If the snow's frozen hard all the way, I believe we'll do it.
What is it, James?
We'll be drifting up along, I reckon.
Drifting?
Damn, she's doing it again. I'm going to have================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
No sign of it letting up.
The rector said it wouldn't.
I suppose we will get through.
Now, Clarice, keep your pecker up.
Yes.
What's happened next? Everyone was quarrelling or sulking, then what?
Well, Nicholas suddenly announced in a rather high voice that he must get back to his HQ at Great Chipping. He said he'd received an urgent summons by telephone. But that wasn't very plausible, because by that time the lines were down.
What were his motives, do you think, for wanting to leave?
Well, he was frightened.
Of Hart?
Yes. He was convinced he was trying to kill him. He asked Jonathan for the use of the car, and when it was pointed out that he'd never get through to Great Chipping by road because of the deep drifts, he set off on foot.
It's more than 10 miles. He could never make it.
So Jonathan and William and James Bewling set out after him and found him spread-eagled and half buried in a drift. They brought him back, covered in snow, quite furious and muttering that he'd have been safer crossing Cloudyfold on foot in the dark than spending another night at Highfold.
So he really did think that Hart was trying to kill him?
Yes. I'm afraid he's a complete coward. Mind you, later that evening it began to look as if he was right, because as we were dressing for dinner...
It was Nicholas. By the time I got to his bedroom, they were all gathered in the door.
Nicky! This is frightful!
Oh, my poor boy!
He said someone was after him, and by gum, he was right.
Shut up, William!
What happened?
It was a booby trap, Mandrake. The bust of Buddha from that niche in the passage. It's solid brass.
It was balanced on the top of the door.
My God.
I went to push open the door. It wasn't quite shut, and as I shoved, it opened quickly, and I sort of jumped back, and the thing thudded down. It caught my arm.
Oh, poor darling. His arm's broken. Let me look at it.
I don't think so, Mother. It was a glancing blow, but it's damn sore.
It could have killed you.
Yes. Oh, Mother. That hurts.
Oh, he can't move it.
Perhaps you'd like me.
No, thank you, Hart. Keep off. You've done enough already.
This has become too much. Too much, I tell you.
I don't think it's broken, Nick.
It's bloody sore.
We can do with a first aid kit.
I'll get one. Mrs. Pouting is fully equipped.
It's Hart, Bill. He's probably mad. He's got this bee in his bonnet about me and Madame Lissa.
Well, there's nothing in it, of course, but Francis is a desperately jealous man.
No, it's not that, is it? Nicky, it's got nothing to do with her. You found out about him, haven't you?
Sandra!
Nick, my dear, you know, you guessed.
Sandra, don't!
Hersey knows what I'm talking about. Do you see what's happened, Hersey? Nick has found out and threatened to expose him. So Hart is trying to kill him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nor I.
What is all this?
Oh, this woman is evidently insane. What mystery is she making?
Dr. Hart is the surgeon who operated on my face. Dr. Franz Hart of Vienna. I recognized him instantly.
I know nothing. Nothing.
The bloody swine. My God, the bloody swine.
I broke... William! Where are you going? Come back.
Save your breath, Jonathan. You won't stop him now. Hart had better look out.
But my...
What are we to do?
Shall we dine?
Oh, pesky chain on off hind wheels carried away, sir. That's the way she's been...
Get in, it's freezing.
Well, I'm telling you, that's
well,
why
I suppose there's nothing for it but to struggle on without it.
I don't know.
Mr. Allaire.
Yes?
I've just remembered something. Oh, I don't know if it's important.
I'm listening.
After Jonathan, William and James had gone off to rescue Nick from the snowdrift, Mrs. Compline suddenly announced she wanted to go outside and see if they were coming. Lady Hersey and I tried to talk her out of it, but she insisted, saying she hadn't been out of the house all day.
So?
Well, when I went up to get her overcoat out of the wardrobe for her, it was wet.
Was it?
It may not be significant.
No, I'm glad you told me, Miss Wynne. Thank you.
But when are we going to get to the murder?
We're
almost there, Mr. Allaire. We're almost there. Madame Lissa, Dr. Hart and Mrs. Compline begged to be excused from dinner, which left the rest of us free to speak our minds.
What's the law about attempted murder?
Bill.
No, I'm sorry, Hersey. A man who could do that to Mother's face could do anything.
You're barking up the wrong tree. It's because of Elisa Lissa.
Oh, rot, Nicky.
I was in her room just prior to that business with the Buddha. The fellow's off his head with jealousy.
God, I'll expose him. I'm damn well going to light him out.
Oh, no, you're not. This is my house and I will not have it.
Jonathan, you must declare yourself. Do you or do you not think Dr. Hart is out for Nick's blood?
I am regretfully forced to that conclusion, yes. Who else are we to suspect?
It must be Hart. He has a motive. Maybe two.
Yes, and at the time of the Buddha business, the rest of us had alibis.
I was with Elisa.
And I was with you, Jonathan, in the smoking room doing a sketch of the trophies.
That's right, you were.
I was with Sandra in her room trying to calm her down. It has to be Hart.
Oh, what the hell does it matter? Our charming plastic surgeon is probably thinking up a new death trap on the third time lucky principle now. What are we going to do about
we
him?
We can't give him in charge. The snow...
Then how do we protect Nicholas?
What am I to do? I can't lock up Dr. Hart.
Well, I think the least you could do is have it out with him. See what sort of defense he can make.
Yes,
I think that's an excellent idea.
Oh, very well, but Mandrake must come with me. Dr. Hart, it won't do, you know. This last affair with the Buddha could have inflicted a fatal injury to Nicholas Compline.
I made no attack on Nicholas Compline. That I am at enmity with him, I admit, but no attack. I should leave this house immediately, but since this isn't possible, I propose to remain here in this boudoir or in my room until I am able to leave.
Dr. Hart, what were you doing during the 10 to 15 minutes before Nicholas cried out?
I was in this room. I remained here until it was time to dress. Then I went upstairs to my room, bathed, and was dressing when I heard him scream. I put on my dinner jacket and went out into the passage where I found all of you grouped about the doorway to his room.
Do you know where Nicholas was when the trap was being set for him?
No.
He tells us he was with Madame Lisa, in her room.
I did not know where he was.
Have you seen this paper before?
What is it?
It is the piece of paper you passed to Nicholas while we were playing charter. It reads, "You are warned, keep on."
I have never seen it before, never.
Look at it. Take it.
I will not touch it. This is a trap. My fingerprints
will... I merely wish you to compare the handwriting to that on your acceptance to my invitation for the weekend.
No.
Then allow me to point out that you use a script which retains its continental flavor. The leg of the German K is usually prolonged. Here we have a K in kind invitation. We have the same K in keep in the charter note.
I know nothing about it.
No, no, that will not do.
Oh, God, I can endure this no longer. I must insist that you leave me alone.
Very well. And I must insist that you remain in this room or your bedroom. And what is more...
I have already agreed to do so.
What is more, I am armed, Dr. Hart.
Good God, Jonathan.
And I'm sure that Nicholas is also armed. I wish you good night. Aubrey?
I'll stay a while longer, Jonathan, if Dr. Hart permits.
As you wish. No good will come of it.
Ach, Mandrake. I'm near breaking point. I'm torn by the most terrible of all emotions, and I cannot fight against it. Do you two believe I am the author of these attacks on Compline?
Yes, I'm afraid I do.
Ach.
Look, I stayed because...
I think you should know you must beware of William. He's after your blood.
Because of what I did to his mother, he's found out.
Yes. William is very protective towards his mother. There's no knowing what he might do.
Thank you for the warning, Mandrake. Now, I entreat you to go.
Hart, what is it that you can't fight against? Jealousy?
If only I could be certain.
Of what?
That it is all lies, that he is her lover. When she denies it, I cannot help half believing her. I wish so much to believe. And then I see the look of boredom in her eyes, a look of weariness, contempt, and with that comes the memory of the glances I surprised between them, and I'm caught in the toils of hell.
If you feel so strongly, why did you come here?
To know the worst. Watch us and find out, she said, it is nothing. And then, when I saw him with all the airs of complacent ownership, laughing at me...
Look, Hart, it's none of my business, but if you're so certain, why not make a clean break? Is she worth it? Let her go.
Let her go? She is my wife, Mandrake.
What?
We live separate lives for professional reasons, but Elise is my wife. Gott im Himmel, must I be tortured by that intolerable noise?
Oh, the Complines are listening to the wireless next door in the smoking room, that's all.
Compline! Turn it off! I insist that you turn it off!
Did you say something, Hart?
Turn off that noise!
You go to hell! If my brother and I choose to listen to the wireless, we'll bloody well listen to it!
Intolerable. This is all quite intolerable.
Listen, Hart. Stay here, help yourself to a whiskey, and keep well clear of the Complines, all right?
You felt sorry for him?
Yes, I did. Though I thought him guilty as hell. Everyone did.
Mm.
When I joined the others in the library, we were trying to decide what on earth we could do. Hart was clearly crazed with jealousy and out to revenge himself on Nicholas, whatever the cost. Damnation! Oh, I'm sorry, we've hit a snowdrift.
I told you we could have done that.
Everybody all right?
Yes, I reckon so.
Come on. Oh, the engine won't start.
Yeah. You got a cranking handle, sir?
In the boot.
Yeah. Right, then. You leave that to me. Don't you worry about the thing now.
Getting worse, isn't it? And it'll be dark before very long.
Any more tea in the flask?
It's all gone, I'm afraid. Oh, dear.
Oh, darling Cloris, I implore you not to cry.
Oh, it must be the shock or something.
Oh, yes.
I've been so miserable about William and Nicky. I've so wanted to be rid of them,
oh,
both.
There,
and now I...
Take my hanky.
Thanks. I'm sorry, Mr. Alain.
Oh, don't worry about me.
Oh, please don't be nice to me. I feel like a sweep. It was foul of me to get engaged to William on the rebound. Because that's what he was. I knew all the time what I was up to.
Oh, my sweet.
That's no use, sir. Can't get no so much as a tiny gurgle out of her.
I'm sure you did your best, James. The question is, what do we do now?
Well, sir, I've been thinking. And that's not more than a mile or so now to penny quick cottage cross country. And I reckon I could make it on foot and get help from old Matthew Ailey and his sons.
Sounds like a good plan to me. There's no chance of all of us making it on foot, is there?
Oh, no chance at all, I shouldn't wonder, sir.
Good luck, James.
Thank you, miss. Look like I shall need it. Cheery bye.
Bye, James.
I feel quite deserted.
Hold my hand.
Yes.
The murder.
Yes. Well, we were all sitting in the library. Jonathan, Cloris, Hersey and myself. Wondering what we should do about Hart. His motive for attacking Nicholas was all the stronger. Now we knew Madame Lissa to be his wife. Then Nicholas joined us from the smoking room. He was looking glum. He'd utterly failed to cheer William up and had finally left him in the smoking room. Sounds ridiculous, but we decided we'd all like to listen to the news on the wireless. As a sort of counter-irritant. Except we didn't want to bother William, and Jonathan only had the one wireless, and that was in the smoking room. Then the young footman came in with a tray of drinks, and we all had large ones.
Well, Jonathan said, would William like one? And Nick opened the door to the smoking room and asked him. It seems William declined, so then Nick asked if he'd mind switching on the wireless, because we all wanted to hear the news.
Mm.
Obviously, William didn't mind because Nick glanced back over his shoulder in our direction and winked. Seconds later, the wireless came to life.
Yeah, it was hands, knees and bumps, Daisy, or the last part of it. Then came the news.
Oh, it was very dull. Some well-known authority on Polish folk music was now known to be a prisoner of the Germans in Warsaw.
That's right. Well, after a few minutes or so, Hersey poured a drink for William and took it over to the smoking room.
I saw her open the door, look inside, and then stop. She turned her head towards us and her lips moved, but no sound came out. She was as white as a sheet. I felt a sort of icy sensation close like a hand about my heart. Nick cried out, "My God, what's happened?" And Hersey went over to him and took his hands in hers. "He's killed William," she said. "Oh, Nick, he's killed William."
It was William that was murdered. I'd assumed all along it was... But never mind, go on.
Nick, Jonathan and I went into the smoking room. William was sitting in a low chair beside the wireless. He was bent double. His face was between his knees and his hands were close to his shoes. It looked almost as if he was staring at a small object that lay between his feet. There was a cleft in the back of his head. There was no doubt that he was dead. I felt abominably sick. As I turned away, my foot struck against a flattish, spatulate object made of stone that was lying on the floor. Hmm? Jonathan noticed it at the same time. "It's a Merry," he said.
"What?"
"A Maori bludgeon from New Zealand. It hung on the wall."
"The murder weapon?"
"Yes, yes. It was stained with blood. Hart must have come in..."
Why Hart? He had nothing against William.
William had plenty against him.
Oh, Elaine, it was clearly another case of mistaken identity. The room was dimly lit. Hart believed Nicholas was still in the smoking room, saw a figure in uniform and... well, did what he did.
I see. So what did you do?
Went up and tackled Hart. He was asleep in bed. He'd taken some Veronal and needed a lot of waking. He denied everything, of course. I confiscated the Veronal in case he got any queer ideas, and we locked him in his room. We should have done so before.
This Veronal
was what Sandra Compline took when she heard the news about William. That and a large quantity of aspirin, which nobody knew she had.
You gave her the Veronal?
Yes. Well, Lady Hersey did. Half the prescribed dosage. It seemed safe enough and sufficient to get Sandra off to sleep. But then Hersey left the rest of the bottle on the bedside table. God.
It wasn't your fault, Aubrey.
I should have known better. Well, so much had happened, and in so short a time...
Did Mrs. Compline leave a note?
Yes, but only Nick knows what it said. He read it and stuffed it in his pocket. Anyway, the maid found her this morning when she went up with her breakfast. Hart was persuaded to examine Sandra. He and Hersey tried artificial respiration, but to very little effect. It was then we decided we must reach a chemist and enlist some professional help. Yours.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm freezing.
Yes, me too.
Right, then. It's no good perishing of cold in here. Time for some action.
Wow, I'm sorry.
What?
Got any shovels aboard?
One, in the boot.
Then you and I'll take turns to use it. See if we can get this car out of the drift. Come on.
Right.
Question, Mandrake.
Yes?
Why do you suppose Mrs. Compline tried to take her own life?
Well, I've thought about that. I can only assume she felt guilt about William's death.
Guilt? Why guilt?
Because she feared it was on her account that Hart killed him. She was convinced the enmity between her sons and Hart was because of that dreadful operation on her face.
You say she cared very little for William.
That's what Jonathan said. That's how it looked to me. Look, shall I take over with the shovel again?
No need now, I think. Where's the starting handle?
I'll get it.
Is there anything I can do?
You could try praying. We're going to attempt to start the car.
Tell me, Miss Wynne. Did you get on with Mrs. Compline?
I would have liked to be friends with her, but she hated me from the beginning.
Why?
First, because I was engaged to Nick, and secondly, and even more violently, I suppose, because I jilted him for William.
She doted on Nicholas.
Oh, yes. She thought him perfect. And she had a fantastic hatred for anyone who made him look shabby.
Here's the starting handle.
Leave that to me. You sit in and keep her going if she starts.
Right, I'll do my best.
Cross your fingers, Miss Wynne. Here goes. Nearly. Second time, lucky.